You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Nick and Mary Angela.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
As always, we are so happy you could join us. We say, in particular, a special hello to all the listeners of All Saints.
Yeah, and all the new listeners, all the listeners around the world, and of course, our very special friend, Victoria.
That's right. Hi, Victoria.
Hi. So before we start, we always ask everyone to relax, take a deep breath, breathe in the Holy Spirit, light that candle of hope. Today, maybe light that candle of peace.
That's right.
I have a Bible in front of you. We always put a crucifix in front of us. We ask the Lord to enlighten us, to share some beautiful words with our beautiful friends.
And allow the Holy Spirit in.
Yeah. And always we ask the intercession of Mother Mary.
Absolutely.
And Saint Joseph.
Absolutely. So the intentions for this program are, we pray in particular for the Pope's intentions this month, during the month of May, which is, we pray that church movements and groups may rediscover their mission of evangelization each day, placing their own charisms at the service of needs in the world. So let's, pray for evangelization.
Yeah, and a renewal of spreading the word of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And we also pray for all the sick, those suffering, those who have passed away. And in particular, we pray for peace in the world, peace in Canada, in our homes, and in our hearts.
So we will start the evening with a prayer.
O loving God, your Son, Jesus Christ, came into the world to do your will and leave us his peace. Through the intercession and example of our Blessed Mother Mary, Queen of Peace, grant us the wisdom and humility to reflect that peace to the world. Inspire our thoughts, words, and deeds to bear witness to your presence in our hearts. May your Holy Spirit fill us with every grace and blessing so that we may pursue what leads to peace for all humanity. Amen.
Amen.
And so, if you haven't already figured out, what is the topic for this month?
The topic for this month is peace. What is peace? How we can arrive at peace? What stops us from being at peace?
Yeah.
So, since the month of May is often dedicated to our Mother Mary, because in May, we celebrate many feast days. We celebrate Mother's Day. We celebrate Our Lady of Fatima. We celebrate also the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the 31st. But there's also many other feast days, especially St. Rita. That's a special day, May 22nd.
I wonder why that's a special day. It's Victoria Day too, actually, but it's your birthday.
Yes. And we also, every day is a feast day honoring so many wonderful saints who gave their lives up to Jesus. And we will also talk about Pentecost, which arrives at the end of May, May 28th this year.
And so because it's dedicated, the month of May is dedicated to Mother Mary, we're going to bring the topic in as a discussion on how we can achieve peace through Mary and how we can achieve peace through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because of Pentecost coming.
We have an hour. We have so many wonderful things we want to share. So let's get started. So peace is harmony and tranquility of order. The absence of hostility and violence. The Catholic Church, since it was founded by our Lord over 2,000 years ago, has been an advocate for peace in the world.
Did you know that? Wow, yeah. Been an advocate.
It's for a long time and
yeah.
Continues to be.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the Catholic tradition, peace is not merely the absence of war and conflict. Rather, it is the ordering of human nature according to the eternal law of God.
And so that means that we can never be at peace until we, make our peace the will of God, right? That's how we gain our peace.
Yeah. St. Augustine has his famous quote.
I am not restless until I rest in you.
Yeah, until I rest in you. You know, he looked all over the world. And he couldn't find, you know, peace until he, you know, trusted and rested in the Lord.
Yeah, until my will is in line with the will of God, right? And so, therefore, peace is, first of all, the absence of conflict, but it's also the serenity we experience because there's no conflict. It is the calm that accompanies the agreement of human wills, and it is the foundation of every well-ordered society, according to God's will, right? Now, where do we find peace? When do we find peace? Well, some places we find peace are in nature, like in the mountains, by the ocean, in the forest, perhaps. We find peace in church when we're with God.
Yeah, in the quiet time.
In the presence of the Holy Sacrament, right?
Yeah.
We find peace on retreats when we're able to really slow down and stop, right?
Yeah, we're not used to that in go society. So we should, you know, make time for peace. Peace in our mind, peace in our hearts, peace in our souls.
And why do we need peace? Well, by praying for peace, we assert our faith that love and good are greater than fear, hate, and evil. And as Catholics, we should pray for peace because it brings us closer to God and to everyone who needs peace.
So as Mary just said, we'll start by how to obtain peace. So how are we to find peace in the chaos of life? Well, the first thing is to stop. So another simple way is, though it can be difficult, is we must conform our will perfectly to the will of God. It's going to take work. In every circumstance, in every trial in life, we must say, like Jesus Christ did, "Thy will be done." And like Mary, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." He who embraces God's will completely and with the whole heart, even though he or she may not understand it, will remain in perfect peace.
Because when we think of it, we often get frustrated when things don't go our way, right? But we find that peace when we just resign ourselves to, hey, you know, it's not in my hands. I have no control. Put it in God's hands, right?
So what I hear you saying is surrender, obedience,
yeah.
Let go, and let God.
That's right. And so what does this look like practically? First, it means we have to live in the present moment. That's when we find peace, living in the present moment. There may be a great deal of anxiety that comes from worrying about the past or the future. Neither of which we can change, even though we know it's useless. We often expend untold emotional energy worrying, but yet in the Bible, it's stated, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today."
So let's go one day at a time.
Right.
So another way is to accept the circumstances of our lives. You know, sometimes we may not like it, but we have to say, okay, as we were talking, this is the will. This is the way it is.
Right.
So we realize.
Just accepting it.
Accept it, but let's make it better because there's things we can change. But in the last few years, our whole conversation on our programs is becoming better, changing our attitude. So let's make the best of what we have left.
And finally, we have to just trust in the goodness of God. He's there to always be there by our side and to help us get through whatever frustrations or trials that come our way. And thus allow us to become at peace.
So we came up with a few things. What are things that block us from being at peace?
One thing is anger, when we are very angry.
So anger, if you put the word D, is danger in front of anger. So there's danger. So we need to look around. We need to ask, what would Jesus have done in this situation to bring the calm and the serenity? So making better choices.
Another thing is stress. We're very stressful.
Yeah. So we need, here's something we need to stop. We need to, as we'll talk about later, we need to breathe. And as Jesus says, he breathed the Holy Spirit. So breath is so important.
Another thing that blocks us from peace is believing that we are entitled.
Wow, entitlement, saying we deserve this, we deserve that. Let's take a page out of the book of Jesus and let's stay humble. Mm-hmm. Humility should be our first choice.
There's also social media and our, you know.
What we hear, what we see. It can
our busyness in social media.
Yeah, we have all these different agendas trying to play out. So simple thing is to turn off the TV and the radio or limit it, right? Maybe listen, if you're going to listen to something, sacred music, listen to prayers, you know, or holy chants and songs. So what's another thing that blocks our peace in our day, Mary Angela?
Well, the whole busyness in life. We're just inundated. We're always, you know, running and doing this and doing that.
It's kind of like we're spinning around. It's kind of like, you know, a spinning top, right?
Right.
But for some, it's a rush, right? They feel because they're
empowered.
Busy. Yeah.
Right?
They feel empowered because they're busy, and which is great, you know, if you're doing good things. But are we engaged?
It's draining.
Yeah.
Too.
It can be draining physically. So what we suggest is to slow down. Because in the times of Jesus, they didn't have cars. They didn't have so many things we have. So things were a lot slower and they had more time to pray. Mm-hmm. So these are some suggestions.
Another thing that blocks us from peace is the noise all around us. There's traffic. There's
people honking their horns, loud music. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
We need that silence. So like Jesus, he would retreat to nature. So that's a thought, you know, maybe.
And let's listen to the birds instead.
Yeah, the birds and the sounds of nature, running water, the wind blowing.
So soothing. So soothing. Yeah.
So another thing that blocks our peace is maybe we have a grudge with someone. We're
unforgiving to them.
Yeah. Well, there's something going on we can't let go. Mm-hmm. So what do you suggest we do, Mary Angela?
Well, we can simply just forgive. As simple as that.
Yeah. Forgive and forego.
And just let it go, too.
Sometimes we're holding on to things so hard and the other person doesn't even realize that they're having the time of their life. And meanwhile, we have like burning coals on our head, right? So yeah, it's something we should consider, like going to confession.
Another thing is the energy vampires or situations that drain.
Yeah, so we need to be aware of who's around us and where we are and just step away. Because if it's not a positive environment, step away or make changes.
Another reason why we aren't at peace is perhaps we're just simply tired.
Yeah, tired or anxious, right? So again, we like to reiterate, it's a big word for saying, I'm going to repeat this, just to rest, choose peace first and, you know, just take a break. Just, you know, let your awareness antennas go up and say, okay, I need a break.
So now how can we achieve peace through Mary? Mary is often her title is the Queen of Peace. So she is full of peace. So we can turn to her as a great example of gaining peace. We found this writing from the Pope, who says to pray for peace, sow harmony, look to Mary as a model disciple. And that's back from 2015. And Pope Francis says, peace is a gift that comes through prayer and through small daily efforts to sow harmony in one's family, parish, and community. And he spoke this at the beginning of the new year. And we are always called to reunite our hearts, a spark of hope, which must be translated into concrete works of peace. You don't get along with that person, make peace. In your home, make peace. In the community, make peace. At work, make peace. We should be spreading that peace all around us everywhere, right? And he also made us wanting, like he continued to reflect on peace as in on Mary and on the church. That because, you know, at the beginning of the year, the Feast of Mary is Mary, Mother of God. And it's also called the World Day of Prayer for Peace.
Yeah, Holy Day of Obligation.
It is a Holy Day of Obligation, yeah. And he goes on to say that peace is not just an absence of war, but the general conditions of a person who is in harmony with him or herself, in harmony with nature and in harmony with others. Everyone says they want peace, Pope Francis said, but they continue to make war, even on a small scale, because like things sometimes, you know, bother you and fester. And so they, you know, you're at,
linger.
Agitated.
Yeah, that's another, another thing that stops our peace is agitation.
Yeah. So describing Mary as the Queen of Peace, the Pope said that during her earthly life, she knew difficulty. But she never lost her peace of heart, a fruit of having abandoned herself with a trust to the mercy of God. We ask Mary, our tender mother, to point the whole world to the sure path of love and peace, and remember that peace is always possible.
So we have some steps to find peace in troubled times. So we start with stay close to the Lord, in the gift and the grace of the sacraments. Through the sacraments, our relationships with him, Jesus, is nourished and fed. And
so in communion, right?
Yeah, and confession.
Confession, yeah.
His grace becomes our armor in distressing times. Another way is to reach outside of yourself. Reach outside of yourself. Well, that means to basically step it up. Christians, Catholics are not wimps. We need to denounce the dark spirits of sometimes the media. Sometimes there's dark agendas,
entitlement,
indulgences, and anger.
So what we need to do is know and participate in our own faith. So reach out of ourselves and fill our mind and heart with sacred scripture, with prayer, with sacred music, with spiritual reading. So fill ourselves with all that goodness, and that'll get us out.
Shine the light on some of the dark things that are around the world, right? Another way to find peace in troubled times is put virtue into practice.
So we can just reach out and connect with our neighbors, the elderly, the sick, and the lonely. Find out how you can help those in need. Then do what you can. That's another way. And then finally, we can just look to Mary, again, Mother Mary as an example, and stand with Mother Mary. Just like she stood at the foot of the cross, right? She's called the Standing Mother, the Stabat Mater. And she faced the worst nightmare of any mother's life, the torture and death of her only child, her son, Jesus. And yet she stood upon her faith at the cross of her son. And she stood strong, knowing that the power of Christ held even over death itself.
Yeah, we need to pray for Our Lady of Sorrows, because Mary was sorrowful, yet she stood at the foot of the cross. So in times of hardship and darkness, let's look to Mother as a way to get back, get our peace back in the troubled times.
Yeah, and we must joyfully accept and be an instrument of God's peace in the struggles and uncertainties of our world today. So a couple of prayers now. This is from St. John Paul II. We ask you, Queen of Peace, to help us respond with the power of truth and love to the new and unsettling challenges of the present moment. Help us also to pass through this difficult period that disturbs the serenity of so many people, and to work without delay to build every day and everywhere a genuine culture of peace. And this is a really nice prayer that I really like, a prayer for peace.
So we'll share it. I'll say a few lines. Maranja will say a few lines also. So a prayer for peace. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the King. You are the true King of peace. In you alone is found freedom. Please free our world from conflict. Bring unity to troubled nations.
Let your glorious peace reign in every heart. Dispel all darkness and evil. Protect the dignity of every human life. Replace hatred with your love.
Give wisdom to world leaders, especially here in Canada. Free them from selfish ambition. Eliminate all violence and war.
Glorious Virgin Mary, Saint Michael the Archangel, every angel and saint, please pray for peace.
Pray for unity amongst nations. Pray for unity amongst all people. Pray for the most vulnerable, the disabled, special needs, war veterans. Pray for those suffering. Pray for the fearful.
Pray for those most in need. Pray for us all. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, hear our prayers. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. When we looked at the heart of Mary, we find peace. And just simply by looking at her life, we see that she gave birth to Jesus in the manger. And she felt like she led a really difficult life, if you look at it, right? So she, you know, gave birth to him in a manger when everything else was, you know, not available.
Yeah, no room at the inn.
Yeah. She completed a long journey from Nazareth with the infant Jesus about to be born. She cannot find room, like Nick said, in any inn. She's not received or welcomed by any of St. Joseph's relatives in his native city. She cannot even enjoy the comfort at her little Nazareth's home. And she cannot give to Jesus the little luxuries that a newborn infant usually receives. So there was many, many reasons for her to lose inner peace, all the struggles that she went through. And yet Mary was in inner peace because she was a woman in constant communion with God who dwelt within her. She kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart, we read in the Gospel of Luke. And she did not just think of these things, but she saw them in the light of God's heart towards her. She knew God as a God of continuous blessings. He who has done mighty, who is mighty and has done great things for me. So she knew that this child in her arms was the greatest blessing to her, no matter the many inconveniences that was placed upon her.
Yeah. So at this moment, as Maranja said, Mary, the mother of God, who is Mary and Queen of Peace, let's say a Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. And throughout the day,
amen.
Say a Hail Mary, or say a one decade of the Rosary, because Mother Mary is always there with us.
So another prayer for peace, this one comes from Pope Francis. Lord God of peace, hear our prayer. We have tried so many times and over so many years to resolve our conflicts by our own powers and by the force of our arms. How many moments of hostility and darkness have we experienced? How much blood has been shed? How many lives have been shattered? How many hopes have been buried? But our efforts have been in vain. Now, Lord, come to our aid. Grant us peace. Teach us peace. Guide our steps in the way of peace. Open our eyes and our hearts. Give us the courage to say, never again war. With war, everything is lost. Instill in our hearts the courage to take concrete steps to achieve peace.
Wow, that was powerful. Can we add a shalom?
Shalom. Indeed.
We have a couple verses on peace. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called in one body, and be thankful. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and faith.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
And in Matthew, he writes, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So on that note, we will take a short break and we will be back with more prayers and talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit, all in regards to peace.
My enemies on every side, and I'm tempted to run and hide. Your gentle whisper reaches out to me. Crashing down, I fall to my knees. You're the God who's never far. So I will not be afraid. God, you always keep me safe in your arms. I remember
are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
So welcome back, sisters and brothers in Jesus. The next part of our program is on the Holy Spirit, leading to Pentecost and how we can achieve peace through the Holy Spirit. We talked about Mother Mary, and now we're going to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit. So just a little refresher, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Knowledge teaches me to know good from evil and to do what is right in the sight of God.
Wisdom is another gift, and that makes us seek God to be the center of our lives so that His will may grow in our souls.
Another gift is understanding. It gives light to my mind that I may know and love the truths of faith and live by them.
Another gift is counsel or right judgment, which guides me in all actions that I may always do God's will and act with prudence.
Next is courage, or also known as fortitude. It strengthens my soul in my troubles and temptations. And when we run into those, that's when we really need peace. And it gives me the peace and confidence in God.
There's piety and or reverence, which helps me to remember God's presence in my soul and gives me a deeper reverence.
And the last one is wonder and awe, which is a respect of the Lord. It helps me avoid displeasing God by not sinning. And because God loved us so much, we don't want to lose that, right?
Absolutely.
So then there's many fruits of the Holy Spirit, and we'll just name.
And one of the fruits is our topic, peace.
Yeah.
Other fruits are charity or love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness,
long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, and chastity. So the Holy Spirit is also known as?
He's also known as the Advocate, the Paraclete, the life-giving, everlasting, Almighty. He's a sanctifier, a spirit of love and truth.
And some of the symbols are the dove, water for new birth, and fire. And Pentecost comes from a Greek word origin, and it means 50. And here's a quote that we'd like to share. When you open your heart to the Holy Spirit, you will become inspired, enlightened. You will go deeper. Love, joy, and peace will fill your heart. So I have a quick story. One young man, a young priest, was looking to change the world. And he tried this and he tried many things. He tried volunteering and he went to the older priest and he said, Father, I've tried everything and I can't rekindle the Holy Spirit. What do I do? And he just opened and the elder priest opened his hands and his fingers were like fire.
Wow.
Like the tongues of fire. Mm-hmm. And what the older priest told the younger priest, and it could be the older person to the younger person, is, you know, his fingers were on like fire of the Holy Spirit. He says, become like fire.
Whoa.
And enkindle the world with your passion.
Wow.
You know, become like fire. Don't wait for something to move you. You be that fire to change the world.
So it's the first, you have to take that first step.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also found this other piece written about the Sunday Regina Celi address that Pope Francis did last year, actually on your birthday, May 22nd, 2022. And he spoke about asking the Lord for the gift of peace. And he talks about the Holy Spirit and how, you know, we can achieve peace through the Holy Spirit. So we reflected on the words in particularly at the disciples made at the Last Supper in the Gospel, reading from John, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And the Pope noted that Jesus also makes the point that not as the world gives, do I give it to you. And so then Pope Francis asks, what is this peace that the world does not know and the Lord gives us? Well, this peace is the Holy Spirit. It's the same spirit of Jesus Christ. It's the presence of God in us, and it is God's power of peace, he explained. It is he, the Holy Spirit, who disarms the heart and fills it with serenity. It is he, the Holy Spirit, who loosens rigidity and extinguishes the temptations to attack others. It is he, the Holy Spirit, who reminds us that there are brothers and sisters beside us, not obstacles or adversaries.
It is he, the Holy Spirit, who gives us the strength to forgive and to begin again, a renewal, to set out anew, because we cannot do this with our own strength. And it is with him, with the Holy Spirit, that we become men and women of peace, Pope Francis said. This is the source of peace Jesus gives us, he added. For no one can leave others peace if they do not have it within themselves. So you can't give it if you don't have it.
That's right.
So no one can give peace unless there is a serenity in their lives.
And that person is at peace. Absolutely. And so then he also continues to say that let us learn to say every day, Lord, give me your peace. Give me your Holy Spirit. This is a beautiful prayer. And he wanted the whole audience to repeat it after him as a prayer. Give me your peace. Give me your Holy Spirit. And he focused on the context of the gospel reading as a sort of testament. And the Pope said that Jesus bids farewell with words expressing affection and serenity, but he does so in the moment that is anything but serene, because, you know, Judas was about to betray him. And there was Peter's intimate denial coming up. But the Lord knows this, and yet he does not rebuke. He does not use severe words. He does not give harsh speeches. Rather than demonstrate agitation, he remains kind till the very end.
So peace, which is our obligation, is first of all a gift from God. The more we feel our hearts are agitated, the more we sense we are nervous, impatient, angry inside, the more we need to ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit of peace, Pope Francis said. So now it is time for some wonderful words related to the Holy Spirit and peace.
They are affirm, almighty, awake, Behold, beautiful bliss. Christ, communicate calm, conversion, change, compassion, clarity.
Empower, enlighten, enthusiasm, excitement, forgiveness, grace, gratitude, humility.
Marvelous, majesty, passion, illuminate, joy, light, purify, replenish, refresh, rekindle, renewal.
Obedience, surrender, sanctity, silence, solitude, transforming, all leading for us to be
victorious.
Beautiful. I was waiting for that one.
There you go.
So a few more Bible verses on peace are:
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Another one, for the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Another one.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Wow, I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't understand. You know, we try to understand, but we have to.
Yeah,
it
passes all understanding.
Yeah,
right?
It's just beyond.
Yeah,
just turn
beyond
it over.
Yeah, we just have to trust.
Now, the Lord of peace himself will give you peace always by all means. May the Lord always be with you.
Amen.
So we have a prayer. O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, console me, tell me what I should do. Give me your orders, for I am listening. I promise to submit myself to all that you desire me to accept all you permit to happen to me. Let me only know your will. And that's from Cardinal Mercier. So how's everyone feeling? Are they feeling at peace? Have we put things out there to kind of stir the soul? Sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
That's right.
And we're looking for peace and we're looking for things, but we don't know what it takes to get. So hopefully by sharing some words, prayers, thoughts, we can, stir what's
some
going
thoughts,
on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, maybe we need to improve this. Maybe, well, we know this, but hey, I never thought of that.
Right. So, yeah.
Another prayer we'd like to share is:
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my works too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend what is holy. Guard me, O Holy Spirit, that I will always may be holy. And that's St. Augustine prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So come, Holy Spirit, come.
Come. So what are some things that we can do, ways to light the fire of the Lord in your spirit? We need to feed the flames with the word of God. So read more of the scriptures. Stoke the furnace, our furnace, which is through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Worship the Lord. We need to exalt him.
Mm-hmm.
Shout it out into the streets. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Amen. Alleluia.
Allow the Holy Spirit to move us. Because of spring, did we consider a spring cleaning of our heart? We can also start making good use of our fire. Let's not waste it. And we need to spread the flames. We need to spread the flame of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So these are good tools for peace. Amen.
So we have a couple prayers we'd like to share in regards to the Holy Spirit and, or, you know, leading us to peace. And one of them is for direction, because sometimes we don't know where to go.
Yeah.
What should I do? Where should I go?
We're all confused.
A good thing is an examination of conscience, right? Mm-hmm. We can look at ourselves and what, you know, what direction we're going. Mm-hmm. So a prayer for direction is, Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day and make us holy. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Another thing we can do is a prayer for enlightenment, enlightening us to bring us to peace. So, all-powerful Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring the new light of salvation to the world. May he enlighten us with his radiance, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
At this moment, we would like to share with you, typically it's the reading for Divine Mercy and for Pentecost, and it is from the book of John, and we'd like to share that with you and maybe just explain a few things throughout when we read it. So it was evening on the day that Jesus rose from the dead, the first day of the week. And the doors of the house were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Wow. Imagine being the apostles in the upper room. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Mother Mary was there.
Yep, for sure.
Because it was the day of Pentecost. You know, the doors were locked and Jesus says, "Peace be with you." How many times does he say that?
Well, twice in what you just read, right?
Yeah. And then
I think later on he says it more.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
And so with the passage goes on to say, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now, Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and place my fingers in the mark of the nails and place my hand in his side, I will not believe."
So Thomas was a lot like us. We need facts. We need to see
it. We need proof.
Yeah, if I don't see it, I won't believe it. Mm-hmm. Right. And because he felt hey, how come they got to experience and not me?
Exactly.
So 8 days later, his disciples again were in the house and Thomas was with them. The doors were shut, but Jesus came through and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." And I'd like to add, my salvation. Just like, just like World Youth Day. So now, Mary Angela, how many times did Jesus say, "Peace be with you"?
So that's the third time that what we just read. Yeah, three times. So it's very important to, you know,
not only when our parents say something three times, but when Jesus says something three times.
We better pay attention.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to tell us something.
He wants us to be at peace.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and the final part of the passage.
Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Amen.
Amen. So we suggest that you take this passage and do what we did. We broke it down into four segments and do like a mini Lexio Divina. You read it, take a break, reread it.
Reflect.
What is it saying to you? Mm-hmm. And there's so many things that this beautiful passage is saying. The first one that jumps out to me is peace be with you.
Right.
You know, which is the whole topic of this show.
And perhaps put yourselves in the scene.
Yeah, become one of the apostles. Be, you know, one of the servants that mm-hmm. was there. Mm-hmm.
Another, what do you see? What do you hear? Yeah. What do you, you know, smell,
yeah.
feel?
Yeah. And, you know, the tension also in the room because mm-hmm. you're afraid of the authorities. Mm-hmm. But Jesus says, hey, take it easy, relax.
And be at peace.
You know, peace be with you and receive the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I often like to when I feel a little bit nervous and anxious, I always say, take a deep breath.
Yep.
You know,
very calming.
Yeah. Father Philip, he told us the prayer to fall asleep, you know, breathe in Holy Spirit, exhale mercy.
Right.
Or you can change the terminology, whatever you want, be at peace. Be it Holy Spirit and
receive the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so we're giving you homework. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's John 20 verses 19 to 31.
Yeah.
And reports are due in 2 weeks.
Okay, then. Boy, you're strict.
So when the Holy Spirit is life changing, mm-hmm. the first thing we need to do is say yes.
Right.
Let the Holy Spirit come into our hearts and spirit. So as we
end this program.
Yeah, where has the time gone?
Yeah,
There's so
it
much.
It flew by, didn't it?
Well, you know, we started off with Mother Mary and the celebrations in May and how much peace Mother Mary can offer us when we turn to her.
Yeah, and she is the great example of peace. She is the Queen of Peace.
Queen of Peace.
And then we turn to the Holy Spirit to guide us in peace.
Yeah,
One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is, in fact, peace.
Yeah, we shared with you the seven gifts, the many fruits.
And we hope we were able to share many prayers and affirmations to help you come to peace.
Yeah, just something to stir the soul. We also, near the beginning, we shared with you what causes us not to be at peace.
Right.
So we suggest don't focus too much on what's creating the hardship, but we encourage you to have a plan for peace. And a perfect plan for peace is our closing prayer, which is the prayer of Saint Francis, a prayer for peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy.
O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And that's when we'll find eternal peace.
Yeah, to be
right in the eternal life.
You know, salvation is our goal is mm-hmm. to make it to heaven. So we thank you. We thank your family, your friends for being part of this time. Where we learned a lot, we spoke about Mother Mary, the Holy Spirit, and just spending time because it feels good to be in the presence of our Lord, reaching out for peace.
So we wish you farewell, and we hope to see you again next month. And God bless.
Keep well.
And may the peace of Christ be with you.
Be with you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.